Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
This week announced as inductee to the World Rugby Hall of Fame, Brian Habana! Legend!
Yo!
Bonjour!
Bonjour, monsieur. Tout bien avec ici en ce moment?
Oui. BH, listen, what a great week. First of all, a huge congrats. We had so many messages streaming in this week from people in Cape Town going, no more deserving than the legend himself, Brian Habana. What a week it's been for you. You know, news on that this week, in with royalty. And, you know, as far as that world royalty goes, you know, you were so well deserved. So congrats, mate.
Thanks, Rocky. I think, you know, when you dream of trying to do something as inspirational as becoming a Springbok rugby player, I was inspired by the group of 95. You never in your wildest consideration think about what it means. And again, every time you pull that jersey over your head, you want to go out there, do yourself, your family, your loved ones proud, do the country proud. And again, anything I did, it wasn't possible without everyone around me, whether it be coaches, teammates, family, friends, supporters, critics, and I'm extremely honored and humbled. Again, a great group of absolute legends of the game being inducted alongside me, and I actually, 5 years on from retiring, still pinching myself at the life that rugby gave me.
I had a youngster tell me this week that their dad showed them the post that you put, I think it was on LinkedIn, the post of talking about going back to your under-14s where you weren't even anywhere near an A, B, or even C, or a D team. You were way down the list. And that was under-14s. And somebody showed that to their son, and their son's eyes and face lit up because you've given them and every other player that's played outside an A, B, C, or D team hope and to keep a dream alive of maybe one day going to wear the green and gold. So powerful, that message that you put out there this week, BH.
Thank you, Rocky. I think to give people dreams, hopes, and not everyone's going to make it, unfortunately. I think that's just the reality that you have to come to deal with. But I think there's been so many examples throughout the course of history of people that are willing to work hard, willing to sacrifice. And you know, I say, you know, one thing we can't decide on is luck, but Gary Player says, the harder you work, the luckier you get. So that just means that when the opportunity presents itself, which we potentially don't always have control over, you know, you're ready to grab that with both opportunities. And absolutely. I think for me, the coaches particularly that selected me, I'm as only as good as the coaches selected me. So I'm extremely grateful for those around me. But hard work, perseverance, resilience, and dedication and discipline are unfortunately non-negotiable if you want to get to that, to the highest level.
And you know what? Like BH just said there, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You've got to work at all those things to make it a reality.
And BH, that's all the characteristics of a scrum off. I mean, that's what you started off as playing, which is brilliant. So I want to ask you a question, BH. Who do you want to see at 10 this weekend for the box? Like, if you were that scrum off, and who do you want next to you
at the number 10?
At flower position.
I've said it quite a few times throughout the course of the week, Ricky. I think Marnie Lebox, he's been phenomenal in that Springbok jersey in the last couple of months. I think he's fully deserving of getting that opportunity to represent the country at 10 in a quarterfinal. He's handled pressure cooker situations at BRC numerous times over the last 2.5 years. We all know the class that Henry followed exudes. And I mean, to have someone like him as a backup, but to see the way that Marnie's got the Springbok backline structure, the fluidity going over the last couple of games, I think it'll be, unfortunately he doesn't start. Again, I'm not the coach, Marnie is in the driver's seat. There's always been issues around the kicking, but Marnie's been open and honest about it, and I think, you know, 100% in the last game against Tonga from both him and Andre, which just shows that it's possible.
Brian, I want to ask you, you've played your rugby in France as well. How big is the Sunday game? I mean, you're playing France on their turf where, even though we've got supporters there, we are definitely going to be outnumbered in the stands. It's going to be a tough game outside of the rugby itself on the pitch.
It is going to be absolutely gladiatorial, Ryan. I don't think we would have... And everyone's talking about the lopsided draw. I think the one thing people don't understand is we would have had to face Ireland, New Zealand, or France at some point in the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
Obviously, This week, if you get knocked out, you go home. Semi-final, you play third, fourth playoff, which is also not the most ideal. So a massive game on Sunday night. But I think the beauty about this weekend's round of quarterfinals is that each one of the four is almost too tight to call, right?
Sure.
You know, the other side of the draw, England against Fiji. Fiji beat England 7 weeks ago at Twickenham. You know, Welsh have resurrected their chances. Argentina are due for a good game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, massive game on Sunday night. We will, without a doubt, be outnumbered. Obviously, the good thing for me is that our discipline has been impeccable. The only team in the World Cup to have not got a red or yellow card in the group stages, which just goes to show how hard Jacques C and the team have worked.
Yes.
And the way they engage with referees, the way they discipline on the field, and you know, it has come to show. So, a massive game. Very excited. Excuse me, I'm privileged to have the honour to be going to it, and I think it is going to be absolutely bonkers Sunday night, 9 o'clock.
I'm going to go box by 2 or 3 points. It's going to be that tight. What's your gut tell you, Brian? In all honesty, box, but I know it's tight, but what are you thinking?
So my gut tells me I am nervously confident. I'm nervous because it is honestly a game that both teams can win, but confident that the box has the skill, the experience, and the ability to overcome a French side. And like, it's too tight to call.
Sure.
Anton Dupont coming back, it's going to be a massive resounding impact for the French side. The guy who, I'm not quite sure whether he stayed very far away from kryptonite or ate it over the last couple of weeks. But, I mean, superhero, you know, type stuff. And, like, it's going to be a massive game. So, I'd obviously love, I think, from my heart, I would love the Springboks to win it. I think my head just says it's just so tight to call. Going to be a few points in it. But that's exactly what you want in the knockout stages of Rugby World Cup.
BH, before we say goodbye to you, just very quickly, it's Friday the 13th. In your career, did you have any kind of superstitions?
Not really. I think I had more routine. I loved wearing my South African flag, but it's my long before I started wearing them. But yeah, it was just more routine, Rocky.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some interesting superstitions in and around. Heineken Mayer was probably the most intense with regards to superstition.
Yes.
There's an NSA that had to be on his desk and in the stands every time we played. He wasn't allowed to be rapping. He wasn't really keen to give a handshake before a game. So, I was very much routine-based. I was getting into a mode of, you know, sort of visualizing what happened before. But,
None of that. Listen, I had the privilege of standing on the field watching you in that zone focus, and let me tell you something, kids listening to this, there was no person that I'd ever witnessed be that focused before a game, and I'm talking with 100 plus tests to his name, still every single game in that mode to be the very best that he could be. Ladies and gents, it's no surprise that inductee to the Rugby World Hall of Fame is who he is, and that's on and off the field, the legend Brian Habana on the show this morning. Thank you, BH.
Cheers, team. Have a wonderful weekend. Let's go, Bart.
Yeah. Go, Walter. Cheers, Brian. Tell me what you like.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.